ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
यद्
यद्
वाम्बा
वाम्बा
पथे भूरि
भूरि
वरावतार
वरावतार
कृता
कृता
अवतारस्य
हरे
धरित्री
अन्तर्हितस्य
स्मरति
विशिष्टा
कर्माणि निर्वाण
विलंबितानि।
यद्वाम्बते भूरिवरावतार कृतावतारस्य हरे धरित्री अन्तर्हितस्य स्मरति विशिष्टा कर्माणि निर्वाण विलम्बितानि यद्वाम्बते भूरिवरावतार कृतावतारस्य हरे धरित्री अन्तर्हितस्य स्मरति विशिष्टा कर्माणि निर्वाण विलम्बितानि यद्वाम्बते भूरिवरावतार कृतावतारस्य हरे धरित्री अन्तर्हितस्य स्मरति विशिष्टा कर्माणि निर्वाण विलम्बितानि
यद्वाम्बते भूरिवरावतार
That.
Va.
Va.
Maybe.
Omba.
Omba.
O mother.
O mother.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your.
Bhuri.
Bhuri.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Bhara.
Bhara.
Load.
Load.
Avatara.
Avatara.
Decreasing the load.
Decreasing the
load.
Krita.
Krita. Done.
Done.
Avatarasya.
Avatarasya.
One who incarnated.
One who incarnated.
Hare of Lord Shri Krishna.
Of Lord Shri Krishna.
Daritri. O earth.
O earth.
Antarhitasya.
Antarhitasya.
Of him who is now out of sight.
Of him who is now out of sight.
Smarati.
Smarati.
While thinking of.
While thinking of.
Visishta.
Visishta.
All that were performed.
All that were performed.
Kurmani.
Kurmani.
Activities.
Activities.
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Vilambitani.
Vilambitani.
That which entails.
That which entails.
Translation. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated himself as Lord Shri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All his activities here are transcendental, and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of his presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence.
So, Dharmaraj is suggesting so many things. Why? Mother Earth in the shape of a cow was morose. You are suggesting so many. So one of the suggestions is that Krishna was present now. He is not present. Therefore, you are so morose. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jada jada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati bharata, Abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamaham. Krishna incarnates when there is discrepancies in the matter of discharging religious principles. Just like when there is discrepancy in the discharge of law and order, the government takes special measure. What is called that? A special law?
Martial law.
Not martial, there is another word. Martial law is also one of the emergency law. So anyway, the nature's arrangement is like that. Just like children, they are allowed to play, but under certain conditions. So, we are all children of God, Krishna. So, we have come here to enjoy, to lord it over the material nature. That is the tendency. So, Krishna has given us the facility. Just like in the beach, there are many young men who are playing in the sea with surf, but still the government has watch over it. Government's duty is that they may not be drowned. So here it is risky. We have come here to enjoy. Actually, we are not meant for enjoying. We are meant for serving. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jive Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. Our real identity is to serve, to remain under the protection. We are always under the protection, this way or that way. But we are thinking falsely that we are free. We are not free. Krishna is taking care of us. He has allowed us. All right, you have come here. Try to satisfy yourself. But there are certain rules and regulations. If you break those rules and regulations for your interest, Krishna takes the measures. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamaham. So here Krishna came and this incident took place after disappearance of Krishna. Kali Yuga entered after disappearance of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was also very vigilant. The Pandavas, they left their kingdom because they could understand that Kali Yuga has already entered. So, Bhuribhara avatara krita avatars. Bhuribhara, when people become too much sinful, the earth becomes overburdened by the sinful activities of the people. That's what is called Bhuribhara avatara. And Krishna comes to mitigate. Dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham kitavatarasya harer dharitri. This is the purpose of avatar. Avatar, this word is very significant. the Toron. Toron means movement. And Abha, Abha means down. Just like Abhanati. So Abhataran. Krishna lives in the spiritual sky, beyond this material sky, very high. And Krishna Loka, the planet of Krishna, is the topmost planet in the spiritual world. That is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya. The topmost planet is Goloka. Goloka Vrindavan planet. You have seen the picture. It is lotus-like. So Goloka namni nijadhamni. That is his personal abode. Tale chatasya, below that, Goloka namni nijadhamni, tale chatasya, below that planet. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya, Devi Mahesha Hari Dhamasu. Devi, this universe, this material universe is called Devi Dham. Devi Dham means under the protection or supervision of Mother Nature. That is called Devi Dham, material nature. So Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya Devi, Devi Dham. This material world is Devi Dham. Under the You have seen the picture of Durga. So material nature is also Devi, Devi Dham. And Mahesh Dham. Above this, there is Mahesh Dham, the region of Lord Shiva. Devi Mahesh Hari Dhamus. Then the Vaikunthas. And the topmost is Krishna Dham. That is that Dham or that universal system that is very, very big. Many times this material universe is considered 1/4 creation. It is one ikangshina sthito jagat in the Bhagavad Gita it is said. This material world is 1/4 creation of God. And the 3/4 creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine, this material world, this universe, which you are seeing, the big sky, dome, this is one universe. That is also stated. We get all this information from Vedic literature. This universe is only one single universe, and there are so many planets, stars. These are all stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means universe, and koti means millions. 100,000. 100 times. So, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this one universe. You know, anda. Anda means egg. Therefore, it is called jagadanda. Egg-like, round. We are within the egg. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. There are millions of eggs like clustered together. This is material world. Millions, not one. And each universe, kotishu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. In each universe there are millions and trillions of stars and planets. Kotishu vibhuti bhinnam. And each one of them is different from the other. Just like you are going to, trying to go to the moon planet, but you cannot stay there. because the atmosphere is different. Everything is there. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishu vasudhadi. Vasudha means planets. This is also called Vasudha, this planet. You just imagine what insignificant this Vasudha in comparison to the whole material world. There are millions of universes, and in each and every universe there are millions and trillions of the stars and planets. This is the whole creation of material world. And taking them together, this is 1/4 creation of God. The 3/4 creation is the spiritual world. And in that spiritual world, the topmost planet is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is the place of Krishna. So Krishna comes down from there. Therefore, avataran comes down. Therefore, he is called avatar, or any Vishnu incarnation who comes down. They come down from the higher planetary system. Therefore, it is called avatar. Incarnation means avatar, who comes down from a higher position. Therefore, here it is says, Gita avatarasya hare, hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari, hari means who takes away all your miserable condition. Hari, haran, harati. Harati means take away. He comes out here just to give you a benediction to save you from all kinds of miseries. Therefore, his name is Hari. Jasyama anugirnami Jasyama aham anugrani anugirnami I forget now. Krishna says that when I show to somebody a special favor, I take away all his possession. That is special favor. This question was asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj. No, Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami. Yasyama anugrihata hare dhanam. Because here in this material world, the more we possess material world, wealth, it is our bondage, ahangamamit. Because our bondage is we are entrapped here by material opulences. Material opulences are not very good for spiritual advancement. Just the Western people, they are materially advanced. They possess. They do not possess, but their energy is utilized for converting things from one shape to another. That means the energy being wasted. It is good credit for you materially that you have so nice cars, nice skyscraper building, so many nice things you have created. That is good credit. Good credit materially. Spiritually, it is not good credit. Spiritually, it is waste of energy. Waste of energy. Because however nicely you have made all these material facilities, amenities, you cannot stay here. You have got a certain amount of energy. So that energy is meant for some other purpose. So your energy not being utilized for the real purpose of life, if you utilize it for increasing your so-called material happiness, actually they have not become happy. Otherwise, why so many young boys and girls, they are disappointed? Because this kind of advancement will not make us happy. That's a fact. Therefore, if you waste your energy for things which are not wanted, then you are not advancing. You are being defeated. That they do not know. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavad abodhajato javanna jigyasato atma tattam. Parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. Stavad, so long. All activities of the materialistic person are simply defeat. Parabhavastavad abodhajato. Abodha, abodha means fools, rascals, ignorant. Born foolish, rascals, ignorant. We are all born foolish. So if we are not properly educated, then we remain fools and rascals. And the activities of fools and rascals, this is simply a waste of time. Because what is called busy rascals. Busy rascal. If a rascal is busy, that means he is simply spoiling the energy. Just like monkey. Monkey is very busy. Of course, according to Mr. Darwin, they are coming from monkey. So monkey's business is simply waste of time. He is very busy, he will find always busy. So the busy fool is dangerous. There are four classes of men: lazy intelligent, busy intelligent, lazy fool, and busy fool. So first class man is lazy intelligent. Just like you see the high court judges, they are very lazy and most intelligent. That is first class. They are doing everything very soberly. And the next class, busy intelligent. Intelligence should be used very soberly. And the third class, lazy fool. Lazy at the same time fool. And the fourth class, busy fool. Busy fool is very dangerous. So all these people, they're busy. In this country, everywhere, all over the world, not this country or that country, they have discovered this horseless carriage, very busy. Horse, this way, this way, this way. But actually they are not intelligent. Busy fool. Therefore, they are creating problems after problems. That's a fact. They are so busy, but because they are fool, therefore they are creating problems. This is fact. Even the animals, lower than the human being, they have no problem. What is the problem? First of all, we have got some physical necessities. So, ahara nidra bhaya maitha. Our physical necessities that we want to eat, that is necessary to maintain this body. Ahara, nidra, rest. We must have some rest also. So ahara nidra bhaya. Bhaya means being, to become afraid of. That is material nature. We are always afraid of. Therefore we have military strength, your country is very busy in that way, how to protect, everyone should be protection. We also sleep at night, closing the door, because we are afraid of burglars and others, so many dangers. That is also required, to take protection from enemies. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, and moithun, and sexual intercourse. These are physical necessities. So these physical necessities, if you study, they amongst the animals, they have no problem. But as yesterday we were talking, so the human society, they have created problem. Nobody knows where to eat. These hotels means, increase of number of hotels means that people have no place to live. They have no fixed place to live. Today in this hotel, the next day in another hotel. The so many restaurants means the people have no fixed place where to eat. The solution in India is still, because they are not so materially advanced, even the poorest man has got some certain fixed up place, his cottage, he has got his wife, he has got his child, and he works whatever he can do. He lives peacefully still in the village, although he hasn't got very gorgeous dress and motor car. But he is peaceful, he's fine. And sometimes, it's about 10 years ago, I was in Ahmedabad, I saw one poor man, he was pulling cart, hand cart, what is it called?
Rickshaw.
Not rickshaw, for carrying loads.
Wheelbarrow.
Anyway, we call it thela in India. So, the thela in that cart, there was sufficient load. So, one side of the thela, there was the wife, and the other side was the husband, and they had a little child, and that child was put upon the load, you see, and they were putting. But that means the husband and wife working as God has given them to work. So they are working, taking care of the child. So after earning money, they will go home. They have got a little cottage, and the wife will cook, the husband will eat, and they are peaceful. That it doesn't matter whether first class eating, second class, it doesn't matter. But still, they have got a home, and there they live peacefully. The wife cooks for the husband, and the husband eats, and the child is also taken care. It is not killed. There is peaceful. Peacefulness, there is. But here, the advanced civilization, the mother is killing the child, abortion. You see? Still, it is called advancement. Mother's duty is to take care of the child. Motherly affection, woman is meant for that. And now, the problem is the mother doesn't want children, you see. And to avoid children, they're killing. Regularly they're killing. So what is the use of this civilization? Because you are becoming implicated in sinful activities. And therefore, you will have to be punished. You cannot escape the punishment of God as you can escape the punishment of the state. No. You have no right to kill even an ant without any purpose, without any sanction. They do not know. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Bharamud bahato vimuram. Prahlad Maharaj, great devotee, so he was offered by Nrisingadev benediction, minded Prahlad, you have suffered so much for me. From your father's side, he has chastised you in so many ways because you are my devotee. Now your father is killed. That is finished. Now you take whatever benediction you want from me. Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I have no problem. So why shall I ask you for anything? I have no problem. Naivat vijayi paro durutvaya vaitaranya. Everyone has got problem in this material world. They are trying to overcome the problem. But I have no problem. Naivat vijayi paro durutvaya vaitaranya. Tadvijya gayana maha mrita vagna jitta. I have no problem because mind is always absorbed in glorifying your Lordship. Therefore I have no problem. Keep them. You'll feel immediately refreshed. However burden you may feel, as soon as you perform Krishna Kirtan, you'll find me immediately refreshed. So one who has got taste for this Kirtan, he has no problem. That is Prahlad Maharaj said. Tadvijya gayana maha mritamagna chitta. Because my heart is always merged into the ocean of your glorification, I have no problem. This is the devotee. Everyone goes to God to mitigate some problem. God give us our daily bread. That means bread is a problem. And that is the general tendency. They go to temple church to mitigate some problem. And as soon as the problem is finished, they forget God. No more church, no more temple. You see? That is not devotion. Devotion is that no problem. I am ready to serve you, my Lord. That is life. No problem. We should not take to Krishna consciousness and Sankirtan to solve some problem. No. That is not pure devotion. When you will feel that there is no problem, I am chanting, glorifying, so I am becoming merged into the ocean of bliss. That is perfect life. That is the symptom. So as Prahlad Maharaj said, that I have no problem. That is pure devotion. Then by you seem to be very unhappy. Why? Yes. Still I am unhappy. What is that? Soche tato vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamud bhato vimura. I am unhappy for these rascals. These rascals. These rascals, they have created a huge mode of civilization for temporary happiness. Temporary happiness. That is not happiness. Maya sukha, maya illusion. Just like you have created this skyscraper building. That's nice. Very nice. Very good boy. Now, is there any guarantee that you shall be able to live here? Have you made any arrangement? Where is that arrangement? Just like if you earn millions of dollars, but to keep that money, you keep in a safe custody, in a bank, so that you are assured that your money is safe and you will be able to use it. Similarly, you have created this material civilization, very advancement, that is all right. But whether you have made any security arrangement that you will be able to enjoy them, is there any arrangement? This requires little brain. Because at any moment we may be kicked out of the situation. There is no guarantee. At any moment. Suppose with hard labor you create something for living. Everyone wants at old age to live very peacefully. comfortably. There must be some good bank balance, very nice house. But what is that guarantee? That they do not understand. Therefore, they are called abodho-jāta. If after creating so many things for material enjoyment, if you are kicked out, but therefore they do not accept the next birth. Well, that is very horrible. Because if they understand that I have done all these things by sinful activities, this material, and I will have to suffer in my next life, they will not do. But therefore they do not believe next birth or soul, they try to forget it. This kind of forgetfulness means, I have already given several times, the rabbit, when they find some hunter, they close their eyes, yes, as if the hunter has gone. But that is not the fact. That is his foolishness. Simply by closing the eyes, he is thinking, now I am safe. So these materialistic persons, denying the next birth, denying sinful activities, denying God, they are closing their eyes. There is no danger. Let us go on doing all this nonsense. But that will not save. That will not save. Everything, not as a policeman, but as a friend, that he is recording, that you want to do it. All right, I'll give you this facility. Because within the mind you are creating so many ideas for enjoyment. Krishna is noting, yes, he'll have it. He'll have it. Just wait. Next life. Next life. Next life. In this way we are going. Airupi brahmanda bhumite kono bhagyanji. We are placing our program because his name is Anumanta. Without his sanction, you cannot have anything. That's like I'm moving this hand. It is by his sanction. As soon as he stops his sanction, immediately paralyzed. And still you are proud. I have got my hand. I have got my eyes. But what is the use of your eyes? Unless God helps you to see what is the value of your eyes. Practically you see. Unless there is sunshine, what is the value of your eyes? But still you are so full, we are thinking, can you show me God? I mean, what power you have got to see, first of all, consider. Then you will see God. You cannot see even what ordinary things. Question of seeing God. So this is called foolishness. He does not consider that I am seeing under certain conditions and I still am power, I am so much proud of possessing my eyes. This is called foolishness, abodho-jāta. And in the Upanishad it is said that when God sees, you can see. So your seeing is subordinate to the seeing power of God. Just like yat-cakṣuresa savitā sakala grahāṇā. When the God sees by his eyes the sun, then you can see. As soon as the sun is not there, then where is your power of seeing? So why you are so much proud of seeing? No, that is not possible. In every respect, we are simply dependent on the mercy of God. Why not become directly dependent? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Therefore it is said, abodho-jāta, these rascals who have no sense what is what, to understand the atheist class of men, abodho-jāta, whatever they are doing, their so-called scientific advancement, material advancement, that is all their defeat. Simply being defeated, simply creating problems. Even those problems are not existing in the society of birds and beasts. You'll see, there may be big fire, but the birds are dancing in the sea, they have no problem. because they are living under condition as they have been offered by God. Similarly, if we also live God conscious, Atma-tattam, parabhavastavadabhudhajata, javanna jigyasato Atma-tattam, your only business is to inquire about the soul, about the spirit soul. Athata brahma jigyasa. This is the Vedanta Sutta. This human life is meant for only inquiring about the soul. That is the only business. And besides this, whatever you are doing, you are simply being defeated. Abodha jata. Because you are all fools and rascals. And so long we make program how to become happy materially. Your mind being absorbed in material things, not in the spiritual matter, you will have to accept another body. This is your problem. So, Krishna comes, his avatar comes, his incarnation too, because we are very thickly, intimately related. We are sons. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, he is just like your father. He is always anxious to see you happy. If you are doing something wrong, he is more anxious than yourself. He knows that you are a child, is going to capture fire. Your father, parents says, no, my dear child, don't touch it. It is harmful. That is the duty, natural. So, this in this material world, we have come here. We are sons of God, part and parcel of God, and doing all nonsense. So, Krishna is not happy. Therefore, he comes, avatar. Avataran. He comes, my dear child, why you are doing this? And he advised, sarva-dharmān paritraja, give up all this nonsense business. Come to me. I shall give you protection. But we are so foolish, rascal, that we are prepared to become servant of the most abominable activities of our senses, but you are not prepared to surrender to Krishna and become his servant. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
When we're chanting on the street and people walk by and hear us chant or give them prasadam, or they give a small donation, to what extent is the benefit that they receive from, say, from going walking by and hearing us chant?
Yes, the benefit is just like the bank sometimes gives you a box. Whatever little money you save, put it in this. And when it is filled up, it becomes a big amount. Similarly, these people, above the jata, rascals, if they little appreciate, these people are nice. That is one asset. This is called agyata sukriti, accumulation of the result of pious activities. And when one is fully pious, at that time he can understand what is God. So we are helping them by and by to advance in the matter of understanding God. This is our purpose.
I believe I've heard you said in other lectures that a person who takes prasadam, even a plant or any kind of living entity, takes prasadam or hears the name, that it will come back at least to human form of life. Is that correct?
No. If he's devotee, then he'll come. But this taking up prasadam or hearing Hare Krishna mantra is advancement for becoming a devotee. But if he takes prasadam, not as ordinary prasadam, a foodstuff, he believes that this is remnants of foodstuff given to God. If he understands this philosophy, then guarantee. If he takes the prasadam as ordinary food, or like these people are distributing prasadam, let me take it, it is very tasteful, that will give him chance to accept prasadam next. In this way, one day he will come to the point that this prasadam is not ordinary foodstuff. Then there is guarantee. Because only the devotee can appreciate that this prasadam is not ordinary foodstuff. It is Krishna's remnant. Therefore, he understands Krishna. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattva. In truth, when he understands, then his life is guaranteed. Guaranteed? He goes back to home, next life. Taktadi hum punarjanma naiti. If you simply can understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna, that is sufficient to take you back to home, back to God. That is sufficient. It is so nice.
Any more questions? Srila Prabhupada, you spoke about having a taste for hearing the kirtan or being engaged in the kirtan. Now, what is my position if I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra and I'm living in the association of the devotees, or I'm taking prasad, but I have no I lose a taste or I have no desire, but for lack of having anything else to do, I remain. But what is my position?
How that is Krishna's grace, that you have no anything to do, you have to do it. That's the grace of Krishna. Krishna has taken away everything. You have no other alternative than to remain here. That is Krishna's special grace. And those who are thinking that we can do something else besides Krishna, they're foolish. They're lost. Yes. But Krishna is so kind upon you that he has placed in a certain circumstances that you cannot go out. That is very good for you. Yes.
How can one know whether he will be going back home to Godhead in this lifetime?
Yes, believe in Krishna. He gives his word. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattata. Krishna says, anyone who understands me in truth, taktadi aham punarjanma naiti, he doesn't accept any more material body. He comes to me. Yes. The guarantee is there. So you try to understand Krishna. If you do not understand anything more, if you simply accept it without any hypocrisy, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He'll protect me. Let me serve His lotus feet as far as possible. This much qualification is sufficient. But if you have got still doubt about Krishna, then you try to understand Krishna. Be without any doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then everything is guaranteed. Tattva. Therefore Krishna says, janati tattva. Where is Bhagavad Gita here? You should keep all these books ready for reference. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva tatta deham punarjanma naiti mame iti kuntiyo. This very fact. So we are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement just to make people, yes. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvata chaktva deham puna janmanaiti mameti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the Personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage.
He is already liberated. If one understands this fact, that why God comes, if he is fully aware of the fact, he's already liberated, immediately gone.
And therefore he returns to the...
Because without being liberated, one cannot understand God as he is. This is not possible. Because he has no perfect vision. Liberated means perfect knowledge, perfect vision. That is liberation. Yes?
Therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material...
Yes, immediately
body.
After giving us this body. The example is given in this shastras, that when you walk, just like the steps, like this. So, this step is secure. The another step, when you feel it is secure, then you get up this step. This is your practical experience. Similarly, unless our next birth is fixed up, we do not leave this body. At the time of death, by superior authority, what body I am going to take next, that has to be decided. Then when it is decided, if it takes little, because that is for the most sinful person. And for the devotee, it is already decided. Takkadeham punarjanayati. Immediately transfer to the spiritual world. Immediately. There is no question of decision. It is already decided. Krishna's decision. Taptadiham punarjanma naiti mami. Therefore, it is said, a devotee, jivova marova. A devotee, either you live or die, the same thing. Why? You are living, you are serving Krishna. When you die, you go to serve Krishna. That's all. Jivova marova. They are called jivan mukta. The same thing which we'll do after death, he is doing the same thing. Yeah. Therefore he is jivan mukta. Liberated even in this material existence. Jivan mukta saucha. Yahajasya harir dasya. Yuan who is always thinking how to serve Krishna. Jivan mukta saucha. He is jivan mukta. He is already mukta, liberated. Just like in government service, there is civil service or administrative service. As soon as you have passed your examination of the civil service, that the civil post is ready, immediate. There is no delay, it is already there. Simply go and take your seat. So, what is that examination? Just try to understand what is Krishna. Yes. If you can understand this very fact, so you understand or not understand, if you have formed faith, if you take Krishna, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Person, then your examination is passed. Just like fire, you understand what is fire, not understand, but if you catch fire, it will end. When you take fire, you do not try to understand what is the chemical composition of fire. Anyone who understands the chemical composition of fire then takes to fire. That man and a child who does not know what is the chemical composition catches, the action is the same. If you want to understand Krishna through philosophy, science and everything that you have got. And that is also the same thing, if anyone blindly accepts Krishna, the same thing. It doesn't matter, because Krishna is Krishna. Yes?
Prabhupada, you said that devotees, after becoming fully pious, have to take another birth in the material world somewhere where Krishna is performing his pastimes before going back to
Vaikuntha? There is no difference. Because we approach Krishna. Taktadeham punamameti. He comes to me. Krishna, when he is there, just like Krishna was on this planet, to live with Krishna, and to go to Goloka Vrindavan and to live with Krishna, there is no difference.
Is this birth we have now considered in Krishna's pastimes, since the Sankirtan movement is part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes?
Hare, I do not follow.
Is this life, this present life, is this also being within Krishna's pastimes because Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is Krishna's pastimes?
Yeah. If you actually remain with Sankirtan, that means you are with Krishna. Therefore, he is called Jivan Mukta Sahuchat. He is liberated even in this body. He is liberated. Because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different, absolute. Abhinnatyat namanamina. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanana. If you have understood that Krishna's name and Krishna, the same thing, that you are always living with Krishna. If you have understood this. Abhinnatya namanamina. Krishna is not different. Krishna's book, Krishna's words, Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's glory, Krishna's entrance, everything relationship with Krishna, that is Krishna. But if you have got that perfect knowledge, then you are living with Krishna. Always. You are already in the Vaikuntha.
Then, Srila Prabhupada, then if I have Krishna's name and I understand that it is Krishna, then can I take it and go to the forest?
Eh?
Can I take Krishna's name and go to the forest and be...
Yeah, you can go to the forest, that is your interest. But if you try to distribute Krishna's name, that is more, I mean, valuable work. Because if you go to the forest, you take interest of yourself. But Krishna wants that you take interest for others also. That is greater service. Just like a soldier, he is also patriot. And another man is patriot, but the soldier who goes to fight forward for the state, his service is greater than this man. Because he has to face so many dangers for the country. Therefore, during time of war, the government takes care of the soldiers first. And the civilians, they are eating, their supply is controlled. But the soldier's supply is never controlled. Because he is giving greater service to the state. So you can go to the forest for your own interest. That is also good. But better work is to push forward Krishna's name. There is better service.
Srila Prabhupada, does that please you more?
Huh?
Does that please you more?
Yes, that will please Krishna. I have already. Nachatasmat manusheshu kaschit me kriya kittam. Those who are in the preaching war, they are very much recognized by Krishna. He says, nobody is dearer than him, one who is preaching, engaged in the preaching. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have stopped preaching war and easy going imitation, that is not very good. Because how far he is advanced, because he goes to the forest and you think of woman and money, what is the use? By his action it will be proved. The same, taking rest, sleeping, and doing everything whimsically. Krishna knows everything. How can you cheat Krishna by so-called forest going? Because your enemy, your senses have gone with you. So how you can get out by going to the forest? Because your real enemies are your senses. So the enemies you cannot escape. They will force you again to these material activities. So what is the use of going to the forest? It is simply so, make sure. It has no value. Chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.